Hello and welcome to the Pals Anime Lounge, a podcast where a bunch of pals get together to talk about anime. The pals are Arturo.
Hello, everyone.
And Gozagoz.
Hello.
And I am your host, Ace. In today's episode, we're talking about Uma Musume Pretty Derby because there's a brand new game in the franchise released a couple of weeks ago. It's called Uma Musume Pretty Derby Party Dash. We've decided to cover this anime using the three-episode rule, so I won't be as detailed in my synopsis. Do check out the anime if we've piqued your interest, though. The third season aired just last year. The anime was produced by PA Works, the studio behind Buddy Daddies, The Aquatope on White Sand, and Sakuna of Rice and Ruin. Yes, we have recently talked about PA Works. Uma Musume Pretty Derby has a My Anime List score of 7.30.
The game is also by Psy Games, who did Grand Blue Fantasy.
Literally my next note.
Sorry, you just cut that out.
I'm getting ahead, of course. Go to your corner.
Okay, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
We'll call you back over when it's time to give you a synopsis.
Okay, I'll hear it.
Uma Musume Pretty Derby Party Dash is developed by Psy Games and released on PC, PlayStation 4, and Switch on the 29th of August, 2024. My synopsis of this anime is, well, the first three episodes, is a special horse girl dreams of winning races and singing songs. Arturo, what do you get?
It follows Special Week in her journey to go from a country bumpkin to Japan's best horse girl. How's that for succinct, Ace Lister?
And Gorge, you can come back.
Okay. This is a story about one week. A very special week. A week with an abusive mother, a horse pervert, running, and girls' love, maybe? Oh, and there is dancing too. But why though?
Okay.
And this week also takes place over 3 weeks or something like that. And it's like, wait a minute. See, because I'll feasibly believe all of that happened in 1 week.
I have no idea how long it is, but it is a chunk of time. We open on narration about how horse girls have the names of famous horses, and that's our exposition for where horse girls come from, completely. Like, there are humans in this world, and there are horse girls who have the names of famous horses. And then we fade in on Fuchu in Tokyo, where a horse girl named Special Week is on a train, absolutely astounded by the buildings that they pass. She gets embarrassed when she notices everyone else is staring at her because she's being weird, or is it because of her horse tail?
Look at that freak. I know, right?
Someone asks if she's going to Tracen Academy and then tells her daughter that it's where the chosen horse girls go to school.
What about the not chosen ones? Where do they go?
Glue Factory.
Oh. I don't like this anymore.
Special Week gets off a stop too early and decides to run out to check Chemical Series racetrack before she goes to the academy. As it happens, there's a race occurring at the time, so we're introduced to Silent Suzuka, apparently a fan favorite. And then Special Week is assaulted and kicks a guy in the face. She and the pervert watch the race together, and Silent Suzuka wins easily. Then Special Week is assaulted and kicks a guy in the face.
Wait a minute.
Oh, a different guy?
And then they together watch the concert. And then she kicks a person. Oh, wait, no.
That's true. Then, yeah, Silent Suzuka's prize for winning the race is waiting until it's dark and then singing on stage in front of everyone.
Maybe it was middle of winter.
It just got dark really quickly. Special Week, however, realizes she's late for curfew, which she had been told was a strict 6 p.m. and to definitely not be late, so she doesn't watch the whole thing. The next day she goes to school and meets Haru Urara, Seiyun Sky, El Condor Pasa, and Grass Wonder. These are names of famous horses and now horse girls.
Those are the worst fucking parents.
I liked El Condor.
Sure.
El Condor Pasa.
But I feel like when you named your daughter Silent Suzuka, then just like you doomed her to not talk very much. It's like the Hogwarts thing where you segregate your kids to do specific things.
Grass Wonder isn't allowed to eat carrots.
Grass Wonder is a is a stoner, actually.
Special week only has one good week in the whole year.
What else do you got? What other names can you make fun of?
Oh, I got a list of the names right here. Oguri Cap can only wear a certain type of hat. Taiki Shuttle. Well, the Amazon. I wonder where she orders shoots from.
He's actually the founder. The story is that she was always delivering packages on food, and one day she said, fuck this, I'm starting my own company. I'm gonna use drones.
We get a brief moment in the classroom where the teacher explains how the rankings work, and then cuts to lunchtime, where it's weird how Special Week has a big pile of rice. It's not even the largest amount of food on a tray there. Like, we see Oguri Cap when she sits down in the background. She has the same amount of rice. Then Haru Arara even calls her out. Why have you got so much rice?
No, she's like, you got so much rice, lol.
It must be a cultural thing. They all decide to take the test to join Silent Suzuka's team, and we meet some of the other horse girls. I got a whole list. I wrote down everyone's name, even though 90% of them don't come up again. We got Fuji Keisuke, Maruzensky, Taiki Shuttle, TM Opera O. I assume the O is separate and it wasn't just spaced incorrectly in the subtitles. Air Groove, Narita Bryan, Hishi Amazon, and Symboli Rudolph.
Okay, the last two don't sound like horse names. But also, I already love Symboli Rudolph.
Because you like Christmas?
Yes.
It's not the name of a horse, it's the name of a reindeer.
I don't know how, like, naming horses works.
Does that mean that she have a red nose?
Yes.
I guess because Rudolph comes in first with his freaking flashlight and that name your horse like that is good luck, maybe. I assume there's superstition involved.
Well, the test race starts and Special Week misses the start and then lags behind our protagonist, everyone, until she spots Silent Suzuka watching from afar. She pulls on a burst of speed and wins. Apart from El Condor Pasa, who was way ahead of everyone that Special Week just passed.
What does El Condor Pasa mean?
Okay, so the vulture passes in Spanish.
Ah.
But I thought condor was its own type of bird.
I thought it was that video game that vanished. Oh no, that was Concord, sorry.
Oh, burn on Sony. After school.
But a horse called Concord that burns out really quickly would make a lot of sense. It goes really strong for like a week and then that's it. Oh wait, that's Special Week.
Well, you should write Psy Games. Tell them to rename her.
After school, Special Week walks into some breasts and is abducted by members of Team Speaker. They are Daiwa Scarlet, Goldship, and Vodka. Oh, and the pervert, whose name is Trainer.
Fuck his parents, too. Thankfully, they didn't call him pervert. He came up with that part of his personality on his own.
I'm going to be a horse girl trainer. That means I can feel up horse girls. That's not why you get into this line of work. They've decided that Special Week will join the team, and it turns out that San Suzuka has also just joined. So Special Week's idea of joining San Suzuka's team panned out in the end.
Good for her.
Trainer says that he'll help Special Week become the best horse girl in Japan, whatever that means to her, because it apparently means something different to each horse girl. So she agrees to join the team. And then we cut to her debut race, which she doesn't even seem to know what was happening, and the episode ends credits. The second episode picks up right where we left off, with her going, what? But then time skips back to a week before. Personally, I like scenes where a character's just saying, what? Increasingly concerned, scared, whilst the camera's zooming out every time.
Yeah, I like the her neighbor going, I'm going to kill you! or something.
I'm gonna crush you.
Chris was watching a completely different anime, apparently.
I mean, that's basically what she was saying. She was very intense. And then the special week is like, oh my god, thank god. It was just a forward.
A flash. Premonition?
Yes. It was just a premonition. It was just my nightmare.
Little that's a problem for next week's special week.
Well, no, because we time skip back to a week before, so special week of the previous week. No, I'm not doing that. Special week asks Silent Suzuka about her debut race as they walk back to the dorms, and they discover that they are roommates. And then we get the titles. We open back on Special Week having a dream about being a kid racing a bird, and is woken up by Silent Suzuka as she's late. Silent Suzuka is already dressed and about to leave and has only now just woken her up.
I would say that she was woken up by nightmare fuel, because she looks at the bird and it's the bird, but it's with her head and it's wide angle lens, so it looks very bizarre. It's like Junji Ito directed this for a moment.
Later, after a lesson, Special Week is summoned by the student council president, Symboli Rudolph. Artura's favourite. She talks at Special Week, while the younger horse girl says what we're thinking. I only understand half of what she's saying. When asked about herself, Special Week says that she promised her current mother that she'd become the best horse girl in Japan. Something that she said repeatedly in the first episode. Tokai Teo appears from behind the president and is told to give Special Week a tour.
What's she doing back there? Was it just sleeping? Is she sleeping there?
We see a few places before cutting to team speaker playing Twister so that Special Week can work on her core muscles and not get knocked over. The next day, Special Week learns she'll be competing against Queen Berry, Soft Sekio, Kuruma, Kabarune, Stella Hunt, and Kizunawan. Have you noticed that most of these are Japanese horse names?
Maybe they mean something as funny as Special Week. Maybe one of them is like Funny Hat or Deliver by Tuesday.
Well, where are the Australian ones like Fanny Ann and I don't know what the Australians call horses?
Fragile Side Up.
We get a training montage and then back to the dorms where Fuji Kisuke asks Silent Suzuka to look after Special Week in the dorms. This is because she was a single child in the middle of nowhere with just her mum and local adults, and had never met another horse girl until now. The next day, while planning for the race, Trainer is put in a headlock for not having a plan. But that is the plan, because he wants her to think for herself so that she can gain experience and he can see what she does. I'm extrapolating that last bit. But there are a few points where Trainer actually seems to know what he's doing.
Like when she's touching girls' legs.
That night, Silent Suzuka asks why Special Week wants to be the best horse girl in Japan, and damn am I annoyed at that phrase already and we're 1.5 episodes in.
But Ace, why do you want to be the best horse girl in Japan?
Because like no one ever was. Special Week explains that she has two mothers, as her birth mother died giving birth to her. We then see her birth mother holding Special Week and demonstrably not being dead as she hands over the infant to her human friend.
Yeah, you're like, I don't know what to do with this. Maybe you try.
Just say I died in childbirth. I laughed as we got a montage of the human attempting to train little Special Week and being hurt every single time. Like driving beside her, crashes into a tree, being dragged behind her, falls off the tire.
I thought that was the best sequence of the whole anime.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
All 3 seasons and I've only watched 3 episodes.
We cut to the race day and Daiwa Scarlet comments that she hasn't yet had her debut race, nor has vodka, we later learn. So why Special Week first?
Well, vodka is drinking a lot, so...
Special Week's first because they're the fastest.
But she's out of them 3, maybe. I was going to say on the team, no, she's not. Silent Suzuka is. But she's already had her debut. Special Week makes a fool of herself, and Trainer realizes that he hasn't given her her race number, so asks Silent Suzuka to go and do it. They meet in a tunnel, and Silent Suzuka gives her a pep talk and a nickname, which inspires Special Week, and is clearly why Trainer had her go and do that.
Wasn't that nickname given to her originally by another one earlier in the first season? I mean, the first episode?
Yes, the short one with the pink hair who was struggling to run right away.
You expect me to remember the previous episode?
Yes!
Yes!
You're supposed to remember all the names.
At this point in my notes, I'd been writing for 3 hours.
Oh.
Well, that sounds like a you problem.
The race starts and Special Week again misses the start. She makes it into fifth, but is overtaken by Queen Berry, who tries to throw her off, but fails due to Human Mum's special training.
Tries to kill her, according to Gores.
Queen Berry pulls into first, and Special Week quickly follows. Then Queen Berry tries to shove Special Week, but she pulls away at the last moment and wins. Trainer realizes much too late that they never practiced how to handle the winning stage, right as the spotlights come onto the stage with Special Week standing on it.
Really shows you what he thought about her in her debut race, huh?
The song begins, and she just stands there. And the episode ends, and I quite like the end credits song. Lots of energy in it.
Yeah, and at the end, they all passed out playing Uno. Those are Uno cards. I looked closely. I wonder if they licensed Uno, or maybe Uno was mad.
The third episode, we open on school with El Condor Pasa, Haru Urara, and Grass Wonder reading the newspaper about Special Week's win, and her subsequent freezing on the stage. The horse girl herself is also there, very embarrassed, and the titles. We come back on a montage of team speaker winning races. Then Trainer gives them a pep talk, saying they will catch up to San Suzuka's former team quickly. However, their stage presence is awful, as highlighted by another newspaper. We later see the name of the newspaper is Horse Girl Daily, so can't imagine there's much money in that. So Trainer decides to take them to karaoke, where they're going to be taught by Tokai Teo, partly because Trainer asked, and partly because the winning stage performances are embarrassing to the school, according to the student body president. We get a short montage, and then cut to them leaving, where Trainer tells Special Week that she's the only member of the team who can become a Triple Crown winner this year. Like, that must feel good to the other members of the team.
I assume it has something to do with qualifications. Like, you did these races, so you're the only one eligible to do it.
But she'd only done her one race, hadn't she? No, she'd done two races by that point.
I'm not sure. It might have something to do with which races you participated in or how many points you made in what races. When they do classes, the stuff in class, which is a lot of nonsense to me, it seems like it's very complicated.
Yeah, when it showed us the blackboard, I kind of stopped paying attention.
Yeah, they show like a pyramid. This goes there and this goes there. And like you recruit people below you and they recruit people below you.
No, that's a Ponzi scheme.
No, that's a pyramid scheme.
So to become a Triple Crown winner, she needs to win the Satsuki show, the Japan Derby, and the Kika show. We cut to school where stress about the next race is causing Special Week to be unable to sleep, and it seems she'll be facing some classmates in a grueling 2,000-meter race, that's 2 kilometers, with a hill at the end. Though the way he described it, it looked like the hill was at the start and at the end. But then when we saw the race, there was no hill at the start.
It was an optical illusion.
The race starts, Special Week wins pretty easily, and we skip the concert afterwards to get right to them eating. And Special Week is noticeably fat in this scene.
It was all the race.
Tokai Teo decides to join the team after having said no before, shocking everyone and getting a spit take from Trainer. And she flashes back to telling the student council president about her decision, and it's because Team Spicker seems more fun than the other one, which seems to impress the president, maybe? And then we get another montage. We get a scene between Trainer and the person in charge of the other team before checking in with Special Week and Silent Suzuka in their dorm room. Yes, I have not named this other team or the person in charge of it, because why would I? They appear for like 2 minutes total. Special Week's mum wants to come and watch the race, though it will cost a lot of money, so Special Week's going to tell her no. But all these big races and concerts, is Special Week not getting paid?
I mean, that's a good point. I figured not, just because like it's school things, but that's a really good point.
Yeah, maybe if you're not being sponsored by your school, it takes like it requires you to pay to get into a race. I don't know. But yeah, it seems like you should be winning money.
Like, there's clearly money to be made. There's a newspaper about horse girls. There's all these races with a concert right at the end. Congratulations, you won. Entertain us.
Maybe it's like Star Trek and they don't have money.
But it's going to cost a lot of money to come and see a race.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe it's like Star Trek, but some people have to pay money.
It's a class-based Star Trek.
Yes, it's a class-based Star Trek.
The day before the special G1 race, Special Week is given a special outfit which has been specially ordered, but the waistband special doesn't fit her.
I see what you did there.
Thank you. The next day, she appears on stage at the start, gets a huge cheer, and has to hide the fact that the zip on her back isn't fully closed. This does not play into anything else that happens in the rest of this episode.
I mean, it's like she has a hole on her tail that pretty much holds it, the whole thing on your ass, so like whatever.
Plus it's clipped to the top. So the race starts and she decides to pull ahead at the same point as last time, and because she's against Saiyan Sky again, who she beat that time, Saiyan Sky steals the move, pulling ahead and winning, followed by King Halo with Special Week in third. See, I thought she was going to have a wardrobe malfunction causing her to trip over and lose the race.
Me too.
I mean, I assume that she ran slower because she had too much wind in her backside.
I reckon episode 4 she's going to find out that her outfit doesn't fit her. Well, the others are going to find out the outfit doesn't fit her and she's going to have to go on a diet. And that's why she couldn't catch up. We skip the concert again, and I was kind of curious how it would look with the protagonist as a backup singer instead, because it's the first, second, and third place that get to do the concert.
Well, that's a good point. That would have been fun to see, because it is the first time she loses.
Yeah, she's got to have a smile on her face during the concert, because people who lost to her had a smile on their face when they were backup singers, so... Special Week talks about how she'll get it next time to silence Suzuka as they walk back to their dorms, but she says that she has to go back to get something. Silence Suzuka follows and sees Special Week screaming her frustrations into a hollow tree stump, as Special Week had seen someone doing it during her tour earlier. Trainer also sees her doing it and approaches before screaming into the stump too, which I thought was funny.
That stump saw a lot of action.
He then tells her to use the loss to make the next race better, and she'll defeat Saiyan Sky at the Japan Derby. And we get the credits. So, has this made you want to check out the game?
So, no. I thought, it doesn't look close enough to the game to really feel like they were related at all, if that makes sense. They feel like just two different products within the same franchise, which to me just doesn't really inspire me to want to try it.
So is the latest, the game on Steam, is this the same as the iOS Android game?
No, it's a brand new game. It's a party game. So like Mario Party type thing.
Nice.
It looks nice, but I wouldn't say it's $36.99 nice. And also, right? And again, the anime itself doesn't do a great job at making me want to check it out, if that makes sense.
I thought the anime was fine, but I don't know about the game.
Stop getting ahead.
I'm sorry!
We'll send you to the corner again if you're not careful. But I also said no. I'm not interested in checking out the game, especially not for that price. Yikes. So based on the first three episodes, is it a yata, a nanny, or a baka?
I think it's a nanny. I thought it was interesting. I've always wanted to watch an anime of sports, and this kind of does that. The characters were nice, and it was kind of interesting to see the races, but I feel like maybe there was something missing. Like, it didn't make me care enough to want to continue watching.
I might watch more of it. It was enjoyable, I think.
That's the next question. This is Yata, Nani, or Baka.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Cut that. Cut everything. Let's start over.
Okay. Hello, everyone.
It's Tuesday.
That's the wrong intro. Yeah, it was a yata for me. I liked it. I'm not sure if there's anything more than I can say that I didn't already made comments about. It was fun.
Yeah, I put yata as well. It certainly got more enjoyable as it went. I didn't hate it from the start, but there's some funny bits. There's some heartfelt bits. It's got a nice range of emotions. It's not fan service-y when it could have been.
Yeah, I was gonna mention that I really appreciate that they didn't really do fan service.
So will you keep watching?
Unlikely. Again, there's just so much I'd rather watch at the moment that it's like, yeah, I could watch Mamusume, but I could also just watch any of the other 50 I've said yes to. So it's starting to get to that point in which it's just too many things I'd rather watch.
But would you like put it on your backlog?
Yeah, I might. Way in the back.
I mean, I think that's like still something, because there's like so much media. Even if you like put it in your backlog above everything else, then that's a positive.
I agree.
And like I'm the same. Like, it's definitely something that I'll keep in mind.
For me, I enjoyed what I saw, but I'm not interested in continuing. I'm not invested in the story. It's a sport and idols. So,
but I think, like, because that's a weird thing, but it's like it doesn't takes itself seriously enough for me to be bothered by it. Like, it seems very lighthearted and like a comedic tone. Cut to gold ship intimidating someone with a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah, well, that about brings us to the end. Thank you for joining me, Gauze and Arturo.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to the Pals Anime Lounge. And better yet, thank you for subscribing wherever you found this episode. You can find more from us on GameGrin.com, finding us on social media, or listening to the Greencast podcast. And until next time, game on.